What up, booze? It is your girl B, and welcome back to another episode of the Sis Get Your Ish Together podcast. I hope that you guys are having a great day today. I hope that you woke up feeling revived and rejuvenated with faith that everything that you spoke about with your spirit team the night before is being worked out for you in the background somehow, some way. But please remember, you gotta help your spirit team help you, all right? That means you gotta put yourself in the position to get the things that you want knees to chest, because that's right. Even the person who wishes to win the lottery knows that they gotta play the numbers. It is currently 10 p.m. here in Montreal, Canada. That's right, it's a nighttime edition here. And it's Canada Day here, so shout out to all my Canadians. You know how we do lately. Anyways, let's not get into it. Look, just listen. Happy Canada Day. Take it, leave it, do whatever you want with it. On tonight's episode, we're talking about things that I've outgrown. They're in no particular order. I don't even think I've numbered them. It doesn't matter. We're going to talk about the things that I've outgrown. Yeah, I did kind of number them. I think I have 10, but I have more than 10. All right, let's just get into it and go get a snack, a juice box, or a glass of wine, and let's get into the episode. Shall we? Okay, so before we get into the episode, I thought it would be cool because sometimes I have like things that happen during the week or during the day, and it's like not long enough to make a whole podcast episode, but like I also kind of want to tell y'all because it's like it's funny. Sometimes the stuff is funny. Sometimes the stuff is random. So I thought that I would start incorporating before we get into the actual, we just started and already my tongue is twisting. Girl, bye. The actual episode. I thought I would start incorporating little segments, so like random life news, right at the top of the episode, and then also something that I'm grateful for. Every day on this podcast, on these episodes, I want to say at least one thing that I'm grateful for and inspire you to also write down something that you're grateful for, okay? That's what we're going to do. So, welcome to our new segment. So, random life news. Let me tell you guys what happened. Let me tell you something right now. Yo, I do not know, and tell me if it's just me, all right? But have y'all noticed that some of these companies are bright, bold, and out of order lately? Let me tell you. You ever try to like unsubscribe from something and then they ask you a bunch of questions like, why are you leaving? And you're just like, yo, I just want to leave. I understand, you know, the first, like, okay, you unsubscribe to something and they're like, hey, do you mind giving us feedback? That's fine. Totally fine. Cool. There's like a survey. It's like four or five reasons. And then there's a box that says other. Fine. You pick one or you write other and you go on about your business. I totally understand that. But what is happening, if y'all haven't noticed, if you've tried to unsubscribe from shit lately, is that you'll get led to that page. And then after that, there's another page and there's another page. And you're just like, yo, and they won't let you leave until you literally write out the reason why you know how many times that I've written in boxes because I want to fucking unsubscribe. Like, I want to fucking cancel. Leave me alone. Like, this is invasive. You're doing too much. You're doing way too much. The first time it was cool, but now why am I on, like, why is it taking me 7 minutes to cancel my subscription to whatever this is? Bumbaras. Anyways, so I canceled a subscription to HelloFresh, I think like 6 months ago, 5 months ago. I used to get HelloFresh all the time and then I just didn't eat anymore. So I canceled. Even that, HelloFresh, when I canceled, it was a whole walkthrough, this, that, and the third. I was like, yo, bro, like, I just want to end the blood clot subscription, man. Let me go. Let my people go. Like, stop. So whatever. I finally canceled it. Okay, tutus, whatever, fine. So now, the other day, I get a call. The phone rings. I say, hello, hi. The representative says, hello, hi. Is this Cece? Da, da, da. So I'm like, yeah. I say, yes, this is she. No, that's a lie. I'm like, it depends who's calling. No, yes, this is she. She says, hey, I'm calling from HelloFresh, whatever the case may be. So I said, okay, hey, what's up? Hi. And she said, I'm calling to find out. I called because I see that you canceled your subscription. I say, yes. Like 5 or 6 months ago, I say, yes. She's like, oh, we just wanted to know why you did that. So I said, well, because I didn't want it anymore. Hear this fucking woman on the phone. Okay. Okay, but why? Yeah, no, a lie. She said, okay, but ma'am, why? Mad aggressive. Just, she said it just like that. Like, I'm not exact. She said it just like that. Yo, I literally had to take my phone from my ear, look at the screen, because I was trying to figure out in my mind whose motherfucking number she was calling, chatting to me like that, as if, say, she pays my fucking phone bill. Yo, you do not you do not get to call my line, my phone, and interrogate me as to why I don't want your shit no more. Are you good in your head top? I say, yo, because I don't want it, and hung up the phone. Yo, let me tell you something. These companies are getting real fucking bright, bold, feisty, and I'm not with the shits, yo. I'm not with the shits. Like, So I don't know. Who needs to hear this? And there goes any type of potential sponsorship with HelloFresh. I don't care, because bro, chat to your representatives then. Don't have them calling up my line chatting about, oh, but ma'am, why? Like, who are you talking to? Like, I just feel like a lot of these companies are just being mad invasive. Like, oh, but why do you want to leave? Can you tell us why? What was the reason? Yo, because I don't want to explain myself. My people pleasing days are over. I'm not over explaining myself to anybody because I fucking said so, because I don't want it. End of story. Period. Thank you. Don't come again. Anyways. That was my random life news. Okay. So let me tell you guys something that I'm grateful for, though. Look, see the balance? I'm here for it. Let me tell you something that I'm grateful for. Today, I'm really grateful for my friends. Facts. I'm really grateful for my friends and my guardian angels. Let me tell you something. Somebody up there, multiple people up there, man, multiple ancestors, multiple angels are really, really looking out for me, man. They really just have their hand. It's all over me. And I'm really, really grateful. I'm grateful for my angels, my ancestors. I'm very grateful for my friends. You know, I have a small circle on purpose, and every day I'm reminded of why I have that small circle on purpose, and I'm so glad to have them. So shout out to my friends. Let's give a little round of applause to my friends and to my angels, ancestors, and spirit team. They deserve it. So now it's your turn. Write down something that you're grateful for. Okay. Pause and write it down. Some of y'all are driving like, okay, girl, I'm driving though right now. Give me just... All right, let's get into the episode. So, things I have outgrown. These are in no particular order. I was thinking about it the other day. I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine about like things that I've outgrown. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a perfect podcast episode. And plus, I haven't been around in a minute. Sorry. People have been asking me, like, oh, somebody asked me in my... on my Instagram the other day, they're like, girl, where have you been? I was like, in my membership. I think you guys think it's a joke thing. I am in the membership. We are in the by the way, the membership has like 171 people right now. And I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud of that because I have a goal, and then I'm going to be, anyways, get into the membership. This is Get Your Ish Together membership. I think Self-Care Saturday night this month, which is only available in the membership now. Self-Care Saturday nights are in the membership. It's going to be situationships. I know I also have dating, compatibility versus incompatibility as well. That's on the schedule, I think, for maybe August. I can't remember. But I know that this month we're doing situationships. So get into the pause the episode and get into the Sis Get Your Ish Together membership. Because we do classes and stuff. And there's other stuff happening in there. You're going to like it. It has its own app. Okay, see you in there. All right. Let's get into it. Things I've outgrown. Now, trigger warning. If any of you guys still do this, that's fine. These are just things that I have outgrown myself as a 37-year-old woman. And listen, some of you guys are my age and more seasoned and are still doing these things. And that's your business. This is just things that I've outgrown. And hey, maybe the things that I've outgrown are things that you've been thinking that you want to outgrow too. Or maybe you like it just the way it is. Whatever. All right. Or maybe you've outgrown them too and you can relate. So the first thing I've outgrown are fake nails. Look, and I don't really know exactly. I don't think I can pinpoint when it happened, but I used to, I used to wear some nails. Not as long as I see some of the ladies doing now, but I definitely had my long nail moments, days. And I used to only take them off when I was writing a book. That's how like everybody knew that I was in the middle of writing a new book, because my nails would be super short. I didn't have no nails. But something happened where I don't know what it was. I think I just outgrew them. And I was like, yo, I don't want anything. I don't want this shit on me. Like, I just don't want this shit on me. I like my natural nails. And I just feel better when they are short, clean, and not busy. I never really liked busy nails. Well, when I was younger, probably like my early 20s. But I outgrew busy nails, a long, long time ago. But even like bright colors, I put red nail polish on the other day for the first time in forever on my natural nails. And I was like, I don't like this. Take it off. I don't know. I like soft pinks, neutrals, beige. I don't know. I don't know. I've just outgrown fake nails, man. I don't want things on my nails. I don't know. So that's the first thing that I've outgrown. Long and fake nails. The second thing, hoop earrings. Look, hey, I know some of y'all just threw your fucking phone clear across there. Man, fuck you, B. I used to love, and I wore my hoops, man. And I wore like proper medium to big hoops. And I had all kinds of hoops. I had the hoops with the diamonds all around. Those were my favorite. As a matter of fact, the hoops with the diamonds all around were my favorite big hoops to wear. I had hoops with my name in it. I had the bamboo hoops. I had the skinny hoops. I had the silver hoops. I had the gold hoops. Look, I got greens, beans, potatoes. Like, I had all the hoops. And one day, I can't even tell you when it was, man. I don't know. Maybe it was when I stopped dancing. Maybe when I stopped stripping. I don't know. Then I left the strip club. Or maybe it was, I think it was a little bit before that. I don't know. I just know that one day, I was like, I hate these. I was like, yo, I hate these. I put studs in my ear, some diamond studs in my ear, and that was it. I've never turned back. And it's crazy because I actually tried to put, I had found an old pair in one of my totes. And I was like, oh shit, these are my favorite pair. And I washed my hair that day. So I washed my hair. It was fresh day one hair. I was going to diffuse it. It was really good, fluffy curls. And that's usually, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. You put some hoop earrings with some curls, man. If you know, you know. And I put in one of those hoop earrings. I said, absolutely fucking not. I took that shit out of my ear so fast. I said, yo, I cannot believe that I was rocking these. And it's just wild to me because 37-year-old Cece would never. These studs stay in my ears and that's it. Every now and then I think I've tried to do even like a very small, delicate hoop. And even those pissed me off. I don't know. But I have outgrown hoop earrings, man. And I know some of y'all are like, yo, I love my hoop earrings. And I'm glad you do. But I've just outgrown them. I don't know. The third thing, I did write some numbers. I did. Okay. The third thing that I have outgrown is people pleasing and overstaying my welcome in certain places and situations. Actually, overstaying my welcomes is what we're here now. But people pleasing, oh, that's what I wrote, overextending myself. People pleasing, overextending myself, and staying quiet to keep the peace. When I had a closed up throat chakra, I definitely stayed quiet to keep the peace because I walked on eggshells a lot around. There were certain people in my life, man, who took up a lot of space in my life, who took up so much space in my motherfucking life. And I walked on eggshells around them constantly. And so I would, you know, when you're walking eggshells around somebody, you know that a lot of times you'll just keep quiet just to keep the peace. Yeah, no, that's... The old me is dead and gone. That's not a thing anymore. And I'm so glad that I've outgrown that. That's through inner work, obviously. I don't overextend myself. Anyway, I've learned that lesson. This is I've learned that lesson for the last time, yo. Honestly, that overextending yourself shit is fucking pointless. Pointless, 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 man. All that ends up happening is that you stretch yourself to the maximum degree of fucking snappage and then you snap. So, 0 stars, do not recommend overextending yourself. People pleasing, 0 stars, do not recommend people pleasing. Staying quiet just to keep the peace. 0 stars, do not recommend. Now, I want to say with the keeping the peace one, staying quiet, pick your battles. I think that sometimes in that situation, I think it would be if you're in a healthy relationship, a healthy friendship, you're not walking eggshells. I know that is still going on. I think sometimes we have to realize that like not everything needs a response, right? And there are some things, healthy relationships have conflicts too. You know, healthy relationships have arguments as well. Not arguments at a point where you're fucking, well, it shouldn't be. It's at a point where you're calling each other out your names, this, that, and the third. No. But like regular schmegular arguments. Sometimes you just got to pick your battles, man. Sometimes it's not about, you got to ask yourself, like, are you arguing just because you want to be right? You know what I mean? And if that's the case, sit that one out. Like, it's okay to not argue. Just pick your battles, right? So I just wanted to mention that for that one. But yeah, on the part where, you know, on the other end of the spectrum where it comes to like walking eggshells around people, da da da. Yeah, no, definitely we not doing that. I'm not doing the fucking being the bigger person shit. I love when people, it's funny how people always say like, oh, be the bigger person when it means that, when it requires you shrinking yourself. It's always, you ever notice that? It's always in situations where there's somebody in front of you, or it's a situation where there's somebody who's just volatile as shit, and here comes somebody, oh, just be the bigger person. And it's for you to shrink yourself. Not in the bedroom. No. I am tall. That's a lie. I'm not that tall. I'm actually 5'4 and a half, and I want my half. But I have long legs, so there. Damn it. But no, I'm not shrinking myself no more than those. Mm-mm. I have outgrown shrinking myself. Okay, that's a bar. I don't know if anybody realized it. That's a whole bar. And I hope that the ladies and sometimes gentlemen, because we have men who listen too. Hey, boys. Hope that y'all listening to this find your way through your journey so that you too can outgrow these things, people pleasing, overextending yourselves. You know, I hope that you continue on your journeys, you find your way through it, you continue doing your inner work, and you continue working on opening up your throat chakra, because it really does just make life a lot better. Okay. Number four. I have outgrown being nice. Wait, there's context. Look, I have outgrown being nice. Here's the thing with niceness. And it's not to be confused with kindness, politeness, you know, all that good stuff. Nice, I find to be directly correlated to too close to people pleasing to me. Too close to allowing certain things to, like, people to walk all over you. Too close for me, anyways. It's too close to that shit. Too close to being a doormat. Too close to being someone's fucking carpet to wipe their feet on. I've outgrown being nice, because I realized that people associate nice with all the things I just said, right? The minute you stand up for yourself, the minute you speak up for yourself, the minute you assert a boundary, the minute you say no, the minute you don't explain yourself, the minute that you are not giving somebody who doesn't even deserve it anyways what they want from you. It could be a stranger online. It could be a fucking, it doesn't matter. All of a sudden you're mean. And I started to realize, yeah, nah, I'm gonna be that. I would rather be quote unquote mean than be nice. Because in the context that I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Because that nice girl shit, nah. Nah. Again, I'm kind, I'm polite, all that good stuff. But nice, the way that people take nice, the way that people think nice is supposed to be, I've outgrown that shit. If me standing up for myself is mean, if me not letting you walk all over me is mean, if me not allowing you to think that you're entitled to me and I'm at your beck and call whenever you blood clot want me to is mean, so then that's what it is. I'll be that next caller. Ring-a-ling-a-ling, school bell a ring, like, I don't care. And that's that on that. That's on self-respect. That's on self-care. That's on self-love. That's on peace of mind. Shit. So, think about it, anybody who's thinking about not being nice anymore. Nice for what? That's on Drake. Shout out to Drake's new album, We Needed It. I don't care, I love that album. Okay, moving on. So random. Moving on. Number five. I've overgrown. Girl, if you don't get your life, I have outgrown ignoring my intuition. Yo, I've definitely outgrown ignoring my intuition. I've learned this one too many times, man. Like, yo, something is in my gut. It's there for a reason. I'm doing enough self-work, enough inner work on myself. I've done and continue to do to ignore my intuition. That's crazy, you know? And I am, I'm super willing to be like, even if sometimes I might be led astray, sometimes I might be wrong, that's fine. I'm willing to be like, all right, I was wrong, cool, and own that and stand 10 toes out on that. But I'd rather be proven wrong than ignore my intuition. And then I'm just, oh, they're like a idiot because I didn't listen to my intuition. Do you get what I'm saying? So, yeah, that part. I've outgrown ignoring my intuition, man. I bet on me all day, every day. Number six. The clubs. Oh, God. the clubs and staying out late. The clubs, staying out late, and places that I have to stand up. So I've never been a big clubber to begin with, and that's probably because I used to work in a club. And so I think, you know, I think I could speak for everybody who's ever worked in the nightlife. When you work in a club, you don't want to be in a club when you're not at work. You're just like, you know what I mean? So I was never a big clubber anyways. And plus two, we started clubbing very young. We were like 16, 17, going to clubs that we just had no business in these places. We know that now. So yeah, I've never been a big clubber to begin with, but as I get older, I really don't care for the clubs, man, unless it's like some type of old school party that's happening. And I think I've said this before. If you're an OG listener, you know that that's my jam. It's like some old school party where I know that we're going to go and have a good time and actually dance and turn up for real, then yeah, I'm down. But that's like, you know, twice a year or something, three times a year of that. But I don't want to go to these clubs nowadays where it's just fucking, have you been to a club lately? Have you been to a club lately? Everybody's just standing around. And maybe it's just because the only clubs that I've been to in the past, I don't know, 4 years are probably always in Miami. But, you know, it's sad. People are in these clubs and, first of all, the music is, that's another thing too. The music is trash. I don't care what anybody tells me, man. I'm so tired of hearing music that you can't even dance to. It's just literally for you to take Instagram videos on your phone, take Snapchat videos on your phone. Like, my God, and pop bottles. Like, I don't know. I want a two-step, man. I want to wind up my waist a little bit. You know, I want to have a good time. I don't just want to pose off. Like, okay, we get it. You're cute. All right, we get it. You fine. You handsome. You gorgeous. We get it. But like, yo, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying? I've just outgrown it. I'm just like, oh, can't be bothered. I'll go once in a blue moon. You know what I mean? That's fine. It depends what's going on. If it's a birthday or something, I'll go. I promise you though, I'll get there late. I'll get there. Go for an hour and go home. Cut. But I'm more into like lounges, like rooftop lounges. That's a vibe. A rooftop lounge, nice music going where you can still dress up, because, you know, I love to dress up. I love. Give me one reason to dress up and I'll put these heels right on. I made that up the top of my head. I love to dress up. I love to have a reason to look nice and step out of my proper frock. You know, so a nice rooftop lounge where it's like there's a dress code in effect, but like, you know what I'm saying, to a certain degree. There's a DJ spinning, you can drink, whatever. That's my vibe. 37, that's rooftop lounges. Plus I want to sit down. Yo, I remember being able to, and all this in heels, huh? I remember being able to head to wherever I was going, man, and just spend the entire 3, 4, 5 hours on my feet in my heels. Now? I remember one time we were in Miami. This is the first time I ever went to Miami. True story. First time I ever went to Miami, it was 2012. 2012. We went for Caravana in Miami, so it was like October 2012. And we had gone to a day party at King of Diamonds, and we were outside, so there is, and it was wild. Let me tell you something, it was crazy. And so there was stuff going on inside, and there was stuff going on outside, and outside they had a big stage set up and all this stuff. And I will never forget, actually I'll find the picture and I'll post it on my Instagram. On the Sis Get Your Ish Together Instagram, so you could see. I had on, and I loved these heels, these pink heels. They were so cute. I loved them so much. We were on our feet all day. Let me tell you something. We were on our feet because we didn't walk the road. We didn't go to the parade. I don't know why we missed the parade. Why didn't we go to the parade? I remember why. I don't know. I don't even know how we ended up at King. Honestly, I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, how the fuck did we get there and why? But I definitely, there was, it's not like there was anywhere to sit outside. And we danced and we turned up and we enjoyed ourselves, I think, for like in 4 hours, 5 hours, man, outside of that day party in my fucking heels. Like it was nothing. Now? And keep in mind, I like to wear heels. But not for 8 hours, man. It's great. That's great. Or it's 4 hours or 5 hours. No. I want to sit down. I want to sit somewhere. Even if I'm in flats, I want to sit somewhere. I've outgrown places where I can't have a seat. I want to sit down in my seat. That's why I like to go to concerts. When I go to concerts, I want to go to them in like a forum and a Bell Center or like somewhere where there are seats. For those of you who don't know, for those of you who are listening in the US and the UK, don't know what the Bell Center is. That is like the equivalent of like the Staples Center or a place where they hold concerts, but a proper venue. There you go. There. And for my folks in Toronto, the Bell Center is the equivalent to the Rogers Center. All right. So yeah, that's that on that. Number seven. Oh, wait, did I also miss too staying out late? I've outgrown staying out late too. I want to be in bed by 10, 11 p.m., man. Or at least if I'm not in my bed by 10, 11 p.m., I want to be in my bed clothes. Like right now, I am recording this episode and I'm in my oversized sweater. What else is new? Because the air is on. My oversized sweater and my bloomers. And that's true story. And that's how I want to be. At 10 p.m., I want to be in an oversized something in my bloomers. I don't want to be on road. Okay? I don't want to be outside. I don't want to be outside at 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. Oh, no. I want to go out, go to dinner, and come home by 11 the latest. Anyways. All right, number 7. I have outgrown arguing with people or trying to get my point across or trying to force my point across. Lately, I have been, I've just been tired. And I think a lot of my fatigue is coming from, you guys already know this already, I've talked about this a million times, but a lot of my fatigue has been coming from like social media and stuff and like the way that people just like, yo, argue for nothing. And I'm just like over it. I'm just like, yo, like, I'm not over explaining myself. I'm not trying to make you see my point. I know that I speak very clearly when I talk. And even if I stumble over my words, I make sure to correct myself. I know that I am not speaking to fifth graders. I know that I'm not saying anything crazy. So if you're going to go out of your way to misunderstand what I'm saying because you want to fight and you want to argue, you need to go take that shit to your therapist because it's not me. Go take that shit to your man. Because it's not me. I'm just not doing it. I don't like, recently I had to cuss somebody out so bad that like we'll save that for another, maybe we'll save that for a story time, but I had to cuss a person out so bad. And it's like, I was like, yo, I don't want to be around anybody who's going to bring me to that. You understand what I'm saying? Because it lives in me. That is a shadow of mine. We all have that, I'm sure, right? You push somebody. And I think that certain people, this is the crazy thing. I think certain people, what I'm realizing about people is this. Some people don't receive kindness. Some people don't know how to receive you speaking to them clear, you having proper communication, you having compassion. Some people don't receive that. Some people can only receive you when you cuss them the fuck out. It's like they only understand, why do I have to fucking verbally assault you for you to hear me? Why? How comes when I said it the first 4 fucking times, kindly and compassionately, and you know, you couldn't hear me, but now when I cuss you out and I call you all kinds of dirty man and this, that, and the third, now all of a sudden you hear me? And I said to myself, I don't want to be around anybody who's going to activate that side of me, because it's exhausting. It's actually exhausting, you know? Activate Brooklyn. For what? For those of you who don't know, the B in CCB stands for Brooklyn with two N's, okay? The B in CCB stands for Brooklyn. She comes out. When she comes out, it's a problem. It's going to be trouble, 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 okay? And like, yo, more times Brooklyn just plays the background nowadays. You know, she got me through many, 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 many years. Nowadays, she plays the background and she only comes out when, like, she feels like she absolutely needs to. And I don't want to be around anybody who has Brooklyn putting on her hoop earrings and coming out. That's crazy. No. So like, I've outgrown that shit. I'm like, yo, I've seen what I needed to see. If that's what you're on, you have to be on that shit all the way over there away from me. Bye. Because I've outgrown it. Fuck that shit. Not doing it. It's not good for my blood pressure. Okay? It's not good for my blood pressure. Number 8. What does this even say? What does it say? Oh. Why am I like this? I really wrote down. I really wrote down love and hip hop and basketball wives. Okay, I've outgrown basically reality TV like this and this. Like, I used to watch Basketball Wives when it first came out with Drea. And Lokia, I've always rooted for Drea, probably because she came from the strip club. And I was like, I always root for the girls who come from the strip club. I'm like, you can do it. Like, but I watched Basketball Wives from the very beginning. And over time, I was just like, yo, this is, y'all, we're grown. And I think too, it's because I'm like, we're too old for this, right? How old was I when Basketball Wives started? I don't really remember. But it's just like the Bad Girls Club. I started watching the Bad Girls Club way back when, you know, the first season, Love and Hip Hop, all these shows, these reality TV shows. And it gets to the point where we're like, yo, we're like 10, 15 years later, you guys are still throwing drinks across the room. Y'all are still pulling off each other's wigs. Y'all are still peeling each other's muffin cap back blue. Like, what are we doing right now? Like, and I'm like, oh man, like you guys are still on national TV, on reality TV, fighting over a man, a dusty, crusty, dirty boy. You're still like, this is what we're, I said, no, 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 no. And I'm just like, yo, we're too old. How are you guys' knees not tired? Like, y'all are dodging these drinks that are getting thrown at you like you're in the NFL. And I'm kind of trying to figure out, like, why? And then you're on the Instagram and the lies all the time talking about, oh, da, 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 always in a mix-up, always in a drama. I've always said, like, reality TV cannot be good. These people who do reality TV, it can't be good for their mental health. There's no way. There's no way, man. There's no way. You're always in a mix-up, always in a drama. And then you come on the social media and then you're getting, like, harassed by the fans and dragged. And I'm just like, oh, I want a peaceful life. I want a peaceful life. So, no, I don't want to see that shit anymore. I'm just like, I feel like it's sad. Even when, you know, the Bad Girls Reunion came back around, I was like, yo, you guys are still fighting and still I run this and I'm the baddest bitch. I'm like, yo, we're 40. Do you like? Oh my God. Some of us are about to, we're heading into 40. Some of them are already 40. Some of them have kids. I'm just like, this is, nah, man. No, no, no. I've outgrown it. I think the only type of reality TV show I might watch every now and then is when my audience, y'all, force me into watching these stupid fucking things. The Love is Blind and the next one now. What is the one? Married. The Ultimatum. You can come piss me off, man. Raise my blood pressure. But like those are, you know, but other than that, I'm all set. I've outgrown. Number 9 is overstaying my welcome in relationships or dating. Yeah, I've outgrown that shit. I dropped my phone. It was on the stand and I knocked it over. If you guys ever see the way that I broke this phone, and like, not just now, but I broke it before and a couple weeks ago, and the whole back is, anyways, I want to talk about it. Emotional damage. Overstaying my welcome in relationships and dating. I'm not doing that. You know how, well, an older or a younger version of me, should I say, would miss out. I would say, you know, how do I say this? I now understand that if a man truly wants you in his life, he'll show you. If a man truly likes you, he will show you. I truly understand that actions are the things that speak louder than words. I understood that some time ago. And so, you know, I used to, a younger version of me would be like, well, but what if, or this or that, or I would create a toxic fantasy of what I thought that man in front of me could become. And then I would project that fantasy onto him. And then in my mind, like, he was going to turn into this, and like, no, he wasn't. Do you get what I'm saying? A whole mess. Yeah, I've outgrown. Excuse me. I've definitely outgrown that. So, and I hope for my ladies listening, I can't wait for the day that y'all outgrow it too. I'm wishing you that. I wish that on every sister out there, that you outgrow overstaying your welcome in relationships and in dating experiences. If that man is showing you that with his actions that he don't really like you, or he ain't really trying, like, it's time to go. Take your good car keys, your clutch, take your dignity, and head to the left. It's time to go. Okay? I'm wishing that on all of everybody. Number 10. Oh, I have outgrown giving the same person the benefit of the doubt more than twice. Listen. Shout out to my good sis Nicole from Black Sauce Brand. That's I love her body butters. Y'all know how I feel about body butters. That is blacksaucebrand.com, I believe. You can find her also on Instagram at Black Sauce Brand. She had said to me one time, she was like, yo, think about whenever you give somebody the benefit of the doubt, you're allowing them to capitalize off of, they're benefiting off of you doubting yourself. And it stuck with me. It stuck with me. I think I still have the voice note when she said that to me. And it stuck with me. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. You know, I'll give people the benefit of the doubt once, twice. After that, I'm like, nah, you're playing in my face. It's time to go. Because you just get to a certain point where you've seen that, you've heard it, and that goes back to your intuition. You know what I mean? Like, I've been here before. I've seen this before in somebody else, and now you're coming around with the same bullshit just in a different package. Nah. We're good. Like, we're good. I'm good. I'm all set. You know? So yeah, giving the same person the benefit of the doubt more than twice. Nah. No, because at this point, it's either come to correct or step off. I'll push you off. If you can't step off by yourself, I'll push you off. And that's going to be that on that, bitch. Which brings me to the next one. Actually, I should have put this with the other one I just did. But toxic, I've outgrown toxic fantasies and ignoring people's true colors. I should have put that one all together with the other ones, but I've outgrown, like, building up in my mind, imagining what somebody's potential could be. Like, fuck that shit. Yo, you're like, this is who you're showing me you are. And this is what I'm going to believe because this is what you're showing me. Okay. So if you're showing me consistently is the key word here. If you're consistently showing me that you are irresponsible, then you're irresponsible. The end. That's literally the end. If you're consistently showing me that you don't have no respect for yourself, then you don't have respect for yourself. The end. If you're consistently showing me that you ain't got respect for me, you ain't got respect for me. I don't need to be around for 12 business years to finally clue in like, oh, no. I don't need to create like, oh, this fantasy like, oh, well, right now he's just insert whatever excuse that we like to insert for men here, you know, and he'll come around and would no. Oh, one time he said that he said something romantic. And so let me build off that and create this whole fantasy about him being this whole romantic man that always does all these romantic things based off of one thing that he said, but hasn't shown me. I really used to do that. That's a true story. I really used to do that. It's like, nah, no. I've outgrown those toxic fantasies and I've outgrown ignoring people's true colors. From you show me who you are, that's who you are. The end. It's either aligned with what I want in my life or it's not aligned with what I want in my life. And that's the way the cookie's gonna crumble. Because it always does, right? So no, we're not doing that no more. And I hope that y'all listening to this, it inspires you to not do it anymore either. What am I losing? I need some water. Drink water and mind my business. That brings me to the last one. I have outgrown doing things that I don't want to fucking do. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And I've also, should I add to that, I've also outgrown making up lies as to why I don't want to do something. You know how, and little white lies, like, you know how somebody be like, oh, you want to go here and there? And you're like, no, I'm tired. But you're not tired. It's just that you just don't want to go. Yeah, I don't do that shit no more. I'm like, no, I don't want to go. Like, that's it. No, I don't want to go. Oh, you want to go to? Nope, I don't want to. Why not? Because I'd rather be home. It's not something I'm interested in doing. I've outgrown doing things that I'm not interested in doing. I've outgrown doing things that I'm not interested in participating in. I have outgrown doing shit that I don't want to do. I'm 37 years old. I fucking know myself. All right, I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. The end. Now, it doesn't mean that there's not room for trying new things. That's what I'm saying, right? There are some things, depending on what's going on, of course, like I'll try new things. I'm not closed off to try new things. But what I am closed off to is doing things that I don't want to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to do it. And that's it. That's all. You know? And that's that on that. Okay. Some people are listening to this right now. Like, yeah, fuck that. I don't want to work. Quit my job. I don't want to do that anymore. And I feel you, yo. I feel you. You want to know what? That's a part of it too. I did not want to, you know, my whole social media saga, there were certain things I just didn't want to do anymore. And I was like, yo, I'm not doing it anymore. That's it. I'm pivoting. I'm moving on. Figuring something out for myself. And that's that on that. So to all my folks out there who, you know, tell the little white lies about why you don't want to do certain things, I hope that I inspired you to just be like, I don't want to do them because I don't want to. And that's it. That's the reason, because I don't want to. May this inspire you to go be great. And that's it. That's my little list of the things that I've outgrown. There's probably a bunch of other things too, but those are off the top of my head. So, and those were some of them were the ones that I was discussing too. So yeah, man. those are that. I hope that you were entertained. Hope that I kept you entertained. If you're not in the y'all, every time I record, I'm going to remind you to get into the Sis Get Your Ish Together membership. Okay, go do that for yourselves. The link is in the show notes. Did I say the link was in my bio in the beginning of the episode? There is no bio on Spotify or Apple. The show notes is where you want to go. Or just go to www.ccb. No, that's not true. Oh my God, it's www.authorccb.com. And then click membership. You can't miss it. It's the first thing there. Also, before I go, no more toxic relationships. The 8-week, 8-module group coaching class is coming back, but with a twist. It is No More Toxic Relationships 2.0. And Imani, y'all know our resident therapist, Imani. Yeah. Imani and I will be leading that class together. So, Imani's coming in with her therapist stuff. I'm there with my coaching aspect end of it. So it just makes sense for us to team up. So, those seats are opening, I think, in the next 2-3 days. So it's July 1st. So probably by July 3rd, seats will be open, for that class. So if you've missed the last 4 rounds of No More Toxic Relationships, and now's your chance. And just let y'all know that if you check out with PayPal, I believe that PayPal lets you split up the payments. So that's just something to keep in mind as well. Okay. And maybe that's something you can give to your friend. Maybe your friend needs a No More Toxic Relationships group coaching class. So there's that on that. Okay, so that's all the tea. I'm going to go because clearly need to drink some water and drink some tea because my throat is like, I don't know why, like I'm losing my voice in the middle of the episode. Anyways, look. I'm leaving now. I hope that you guys have a good rest of your mornings, evenings, afternoons, wherever the fuck y'all are in the world. Be safe. Use condoms. Trust your intuition and use your discernment. And I will catch y'all on the next episode. Much love, ladies.